If you got a flannel on in the house, raise your hand. Dude, if you're wearing plaid, you are part of the cool crowd today. Nobody's listening yet. Or so. So anyways. I just said that. I said if you're wearing plaid, raise your hand.
Way to be, Sarah. You're feeling the spirit today.
No, that's a stripe. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing? Good. We're going to have a little interactive opening here. I want to welcome our Puerto Rican family back, the Rogers. Give them a big round of applause. You may not recognize the brown lady over there, but that's Annette. And we have Reggie. We welcomed Valerie last week, but Reggie has now joined her. So if you could welcome him and give him a big round of applause. Who's ready to worship Jesus today? You know, we get such a great opportunity to come into his presence as a body and enter in together and enter into his presence and say, God, we love you, God. God, we just want to worship you, Jesus. We just are so thankful for the ability, Father God, to worship you freely, Lord, and show you our love and our adoration for you, Father God. We had our men's transformed yesterday. It was a different transform than I've ever been to, and I was only there for like 2 hours, maybe. I was there a little longer, 4 hours. But what we did experience was what we experienced the Lord in a new way, at least I did. And hopefully we're going to be able to convey some of that to you today. But as we lift up these songs today, I just encourage you to press in with all your heart. If you've had some rough time this week, just say, God, it doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter what's going on, Father God, because all that matters is you, Father God. My focus is now turned to you, Lord. It's not on the situation, Father, but it's on you. God, we just thank you so much for who you are in us today, Father God, and we thank you for what you're going to do, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Shakes the whole earth with truth and other, whose leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. You've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Come on, who rules the nations?
Who rules the nations? With truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, but bear my cross. I sing for all that you've done for me. worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, yeah. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, yeah, Lord, worthy, yeah. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Come on, sing, Jesus, I'll sing. Jesus, I'll sing for all that you've done for me. Last time, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, yeah. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, Lord. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. You're so worthy, Lord, you're so worthy, Lord. No one, Lord, but you, no one but you, Lord Jesus. Only you are worthy, only you are worthy, only you are holy. Let's just tell the Lord how worthy he is. You're so worthy. You're so holy. You're so mighty. You're so powerful. You're so great. You're so loving. Jesus, you're so life-giving God. You're so life-giving. You're a life-giving God. Oh, you make the dead things live again. You're a life-giving God. You're a life-giving God. The dry places live again. Come on, if you feel dry this morning, if you're morning, come on, we serve a God that is a life-giving God. Come on, we serve a God that gives rain in the desert. Come on. Oh Lord, you make things that were impossible seem possible, God. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus, you are mighty God. You are powerful, Lord. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is our God, worthy is the Lord. You reign, oh Jesus, you reign, oh God. No one is above you, no one is like you, no one can compare. just by the mention of your name. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. You are holy, Lord. Holy are you, God. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Come on, church, lift him up. Lift him up in this place. We lift you up, God. We lift you up, Lord. Oh, we lift you up higher, 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 higher. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign in our situations, you reign in every circumstance. You reign, you reign, God, you reign. You know our past, you know our present, you know our future, and that's where trust begins. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord.
For the Lord.
Lord God Almighty, reign. Alleluia. Yes, Lord. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty. crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all thanks. You deserve the glory. And all the saints and angels bow before your throne. Cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Yes, you are God. Yes, you are Lord. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, yes, you are. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Yes, God. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise, yeah. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Yeah. Day and night, night. Lord, from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Lord, from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
The Lord has been giving me visions lately, and I don't usually get visions, which are weird. Put that back up there, please. Day and night. Day and night, let your incense rise. Day and night, let your incense rise. What is incense? Well, the Lord showed me that the incense was our worship. And that the day and night were our good times and our bad times. And it's easy to worship him in the good times, but it's hard to worship him in the night when it's dark and scary and you don't know what's going on and you don't know where to go. But day and night, let your incense rise. Day and night, let your worship rise. Day and night, press into him. And then the night is soon going to become the day, because the night fades away and a new day dawns, and his grace is new every day. His mercies are new every morning. So day and night, Father God, I want to lift my praise to you, Father God, in the good times and the bad. I want to worship you, Jesus God. When I don't really feel like I know what's going on, Father God, I'm going to lift your name high, Father God. I'm going to worship you, Jesus. God, you are the only thing that matters, God. God, day and night, let our incense rise to you, Father God.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Yeah. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense. You are worthy. You are worthy of it all. Lord, from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Can't get enough of all this. is for you, Jesus. For when you walk into the room and everything changes, starts to tremble, the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you, Jesus, we
the Lord brought something to my attention, because earlier this summer I worked a catering job and down at the Sundome, so some of the things went pretty late in the night, and if there was something the next day, we were always required to set it up before we even were allowed to leave, and that at times would take till 2-3 in the morning. And if it was not in the Sundome where everything was stored, but on one of the other buildings, like the Ag building or something like that, then we would have to walk it across there out in the middle of the night. And me being the new kid, always got stuck with that job. And I remember walking out there at like 2 o'clock in the morning in a pretty rough part of town. I'm just scared to death. And then now I'm working at Safeway, and my trainer works a graveyard shift. So I'm having to come in at 3 in the morning. I got lucky one morning, I only had to come in at 6. But it's still early in the morning, super dark. And when I go out the door to go to work to Safeway, the dark doesn't bother me at all. And Lord brought that to my attention. He's like, you walk in this like it's nothing, but earlier this summer, you were terrified. And it's the same time. And I was like, well, I just know the sun's going to come up soon, and it's not really scary. It's like, well, then why didn't you live with that same hope when you were walking, when it was still technically late at night to you? If you live when you don't trust the Lord, it's like walking out in this terrified in the dark of night. When you trust that he's coming, it doesn't matter if it's dark. You know the light is coming.
Yesterday's transformed. God challenged us on the way that we think. And we just sang a song, When You Walk Into the Room. And many of us were like, just, okay, so Jesus, when are you going to come? When are you going to walk through that door? When are you going to walk in? We need your presence. And as we were singing that, and after yesterday's transform, it occurred to me, when every single one of us walked into this place, Jesus was walking in the room. That he's here in numbers. He's here in power. And everything changes, folks. It wasn't my decision for the God of glory to take residence in me. It was his. Same thing for you. It was not our idea, your idea, for God to come and to totally put all of himself inside of you. It was his idea. We don't deserve it. But in his eyes, we're worthy of it. In his eyes, we're worthy of us having habitation of the one who created everything, the one who exists in everything right now. So let me just stretch you a little bit more. Keep in mind that where he is, you are. So you're everywhere right now. You're with him. He's with you. His power is here right now to just be demonstrated in such a way that we're never the same. But we need to start having our thoughts changed, our mindsets changed, that it's not us waiting for him to walk in. It's for us waiting to realize that he's already here. That he's already taken residence. And if that blows your mind, then that's good, because that means your mind needs to be blown. Your mind needs to be blown to the place where it doesn't exist anymore, and the mind of Christ takes over. Because the mind of Christ is what he desires for all of us to have. And the mind of Christ would agree with the fact that when we walked in here today, he came in. That Jesus came in when a believer walked in this place. That he came into the house. And yes, as we gather together, multiplication and increase takes place because we all have another kind of deposit of him in us, because he makes us individuals in his kingdom. So if you were just waiting for everything to change in your life, for Jesus to come in, he's here and he's in you. So really everything is changing. May not look that way, but it is happening right now. Because where he comes and where he abides, it cannot remain the same. The enemy's trying to lie to you and tell you that you're remaining the same, but that's not the truth. You're being changed from glory to glory, from his mighty image to his mighty image. You're already in his image, but guess what? You're being transformed into a greater portion of that image even this second as I speak. As this truth is being revealed in your heart, released into your heart, transformation is taking place even now. We have to quit playing church and start being the ecclesia. The children of God, the mature sons and daughters of God, rising up in this generation to truly bring change to a lost and dying world. That's the good news, folks. The good news is that God put his kingdom inside of each and every one of us, and we now carry that to a lost and dying world. Not in a religious way, but in a life-giving way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take a moment now and go around and share Jesus with everyone around you. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you guys like to share a lot of Jesus, don't you? That's good. I see why the Lord gave us the title One Life Family Worship. You guys are definitely family. You like to, yeah, come on now. Thank you, Lord. Well, as it was mentioned, this was a Transform weekend. And a Transform is a event that we have here. Sometimes it's two times a year. This last time was a year ago that we had it. And everyone is different. But I have to say that this was the most different one of all. It was very unplanned, unscripted. As a matter of fact, I thought maybe we would have a few songs and maybe I would share something and then we might just have lunch and go home, because I didn't know what the Lord was going to do. Or everybody might give a five-minute share. But the way God orchestrated, I think there was five messages and it went like 11 hours and someone said it seemed just like a few minutes. Yeah, so God moved. And that's exciting. But beyond the time that we spent there, I believe God moved deep in our beings, that we experienced an impartation of revelation in life that is going to transform us from here on out. And I always like to encourage anyone who has never been to Transform to come to Transform. But I also like to say that you don't have to wait for Transform to be transformed. All it was us coming with our hearts open, expectant for whatever he wanted to do. And you know, you can do that at home by yourself. You can do that with your family, sitting around the dinner table. You don't have to wait till you come to church to receive the full impartation of God. That's a lie from the pit of hell, that you have to wait to Sunday to get to the altar to get your needs met. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You get your needs met anytime you call out to Jesus. Anybody else with me? You don't have to be scripted. You don't have to use some prayer that you heard somebody else say. You just speak from your heart, and guess what? He will meet you right where you need to be met. Amen? Well, I'm going to have the men come on up who came. Those who are not feeling like they want to come up, you don't have to worry about coming up, but I'd like as many as possible to come up and share. I don't know what they're going to share because what we shared about yesterday was out of the box. Hang on a second. I've got to let you know. We're going to pass around the Women's Transformed sign-up sheet. So if you would like to attend that, it's $25. It's next Saturday, and I believe they're going to have just as crazy as a time. It starts at 9 a.m., no breakfast. Just got my final cue there. Again, I don't know what's going to be shared here. We are taking family communion today, and that's what we ended up with last night. And there was quite an environment of the presence of God after we took communion. I mean, nobody was saying anything. We were just kind of sitting there for a few minutes. And Jesse's using my barometer. If God is like blasting us all, I said, do you sense something? He said, no. I said, well, okay. It wasn't like as strong as I'm thinking, because every now and then he'll get hit, you know, and I'm like, okay, we must have been literally in heaven then at that moment. Jesse goes, sorry about that, Jess. Just, it is the truth, though, right? I guess. So I'm going to ask David to come up and share. He had a message and a word yesterday that was, I think, a real key for all of us. And he doesn't have to give the whole thing, because otherwise we wouldn't even have time to do another thing. But I think he can condense it. But what he brought was a revelation of really who we are that I think is never been communicated before. I've never heard this. And it's the awesome technology that we have today, that we can do studies in just a few minutes, you know, an hour, that took years to do before. And with that said, I'm going to let David share.
I think you set the bar pretty high, Pastor Mike. now there's all this pressure. So yesterday, during the week as I was getting prepared for yesterday, I was reading through John 10, and I'll just read the first couple scriptures. John 10, and it was... It was definitely different for me to get something like this because I don't know. Anyways, here's the scripture. So it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber, but the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, by the time I got to that point, God had already pointed out a word to me, and I was like, what is this even saying? Like, I haven't even finished the next couple scriptures, but it was the word sheep. And I mean, how many times in the scriptures were we referred to as sheep? I mean, we refer to as sheep quite a bit. And, you know, we can, of course, think with our natural mind is like, oh, what are some natural characteristics of sheep? They listen to the voice of the shepherd. You know, they are very dependent on the shepherd guiding them to where they need to go, but there was more. There was a supernatural curiosity inside of me. Like, there's more in this. There's more to it. So I went into a website and wound up finding the root word of what sheep actually meant. Well, it actually means to go forwards. So God is actually telling us when he's calling us sheep, he's actually, it's purposed. It's purposed that we're supposed to move forward. And as that happened, God gave me a vision of like a herd of sheep. And I felt like I was one of those sheep and we'll walk up to a drinking pond. And over on the other side was Jesus, our shepherd. And he was calling me. He was telling me to come to him. And knowing that sheep means move forward, I couldn't, like we were stuck. Me and this herd of sheep, we were stuck. We couldn't go to him. We were right there, and we were just looking. We couldn't go any closer. But that's not what we're called to be. We're called to go forward. We're called to go to him. And even in the Bible, it tells us, come to me. And I think we can very easily put it into our box and, oh, he says, come to me. Okay, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray. Well, yeah, that's awesome. But if you tell me to come to you, do you expect me to call you? Or do you expect me to go to you? So basically what I'm saying is, Jesus, where do we know Jesus to be? Ascended into heaven at the right hand of the Father. He says, come to me. He doesn't say, pray to me. He doesn't say, call on my spirit. He doesn't say anything like that. He says, come to me. So that was one of the revelations that was very deep in my heart and in my spirit coming into yesterday. And so I came in very expectant to see God move in a crazy way that I wasn't used to. And then even as I was going over some stuff with Tanya last night, like I got, after we left at a little after 8, I wound up going to visit with some family with Tanya, and we got home and I was just tired. She was like, well, you want to tell me about last night? And I was like, yeah. I was starting to try to share and I was like tired and I didn't even know what I was saying. I was like, you know, I can't do this right now. I just talk to you about it later. And then we got into bed and I started, and I just felt out of my heart like I wanted to share. So I started sharing with her. And the next thing you know, I was like just wide awake, like, oh man, check this out. Like, look at this. Like, it's so cool. Well, the thing is, we don't battle against flesh and blood. It's against spirits and principalities. So how can we expect to battle these things from a natural stance? We have access to Jesus. We can go and we can come. And we're called to do greater things. The things that Jesus did and greater include, one of the things that Jesus did was ascend to heaven. We have access to heaven, guys. It's out of our mind. It's out of our box. It stretches all of what we know before, but it's in the Bible. Read the Bible. Take the words for what they say. When it says, come to me, imagine your dad or your mom or your spouse saying, come to me, come here. If Tanya tells me to come here, I'm not going to call her or text her. I'm going to go to her. How much more should we respect what Jesus is saying to us? And Jesus speaks out of the authority of the Father. So that's just all that bound together. We can say, oh, you know, his spirit is inside of me. I can pray. But no, if he is saying, come to Lena, he would say spirit. He says, come to me. So it's going to him. And if we're, and you think, oh, we can't go to heaven. We got to wait till we die to go to heaven. Well, Jesus ascended into heaven with his body and all. And, you know, Enoch, there's others that have too. And that's for us. He's calling us to do that. And one thing that, so some experiences, you say, oh, yeah, you know, this is what, you know, you say this is what happened, or this is what you found, this is what you teach, this is what you think. Well, there's experiences that can't be taken away from to make this more real than it already is. Last night, it was during we were just engaging and activating our spirit. I'm not even sure of the right vocabulary, the lingo to use for this stuff, but basically what had happened is Rick had a word that we're standing on holy ground. We're in heaven. And by faith, and he said, take off your shoes. We're on streets of gold. And by faith, I took my shoes off. And I closed my eyes and I just started walking. Next thing you know, Jesus is walking right next to me. And I feel my mom right behind me. And the next thing, she's right next to me. So I got to walk with Jesus and my mom last night. Like, I don't know, for some of you that don't know me, my mom just passed away. She just went to be with Jesus on July 31st. And I'll tell you what, I've never dealt with that before. It was really difficult. My mom, I loved her more than anything. I still love her more than anything. And that's just such a desire in my heart, was to see her again and to be with her. And I can say that last night, I wasn't striving, I wasn't trying, I wasn't like really pressing in with a purpose to walk with Jesus or my mom at that point in time. The Lord just blessed me with, here I am, and here she is. No words were spoken, but no words needed to be spoken. Just being in the presence of my Savior and my mom. It was just I want to say unreal to describe, but it was real. Like, it happened. And those are things, I know it's kind of crazy and people are looking like, but it is. It's not like, even in the Bible it says, you know, God doesn't reveal these things to the wise, but to the childlike. For the longest time, I tried to figure out, okay, I can go to heaven, I can be with Jesus, I can see Jesus. How am I going to do this? How am I going to figure it out? I was considering myself wise enough to figure it out, but guess what? Things are hidden from the wise. It's a child. Be a child. Let your mind just completely empty of all of what's here and just focus on him. Seek first the kingdom. Seek Jesus. Seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added to you. The desire of my heart to walk with my mom was fulfilled last night, and that's not the last time it's going to happen. So I'm just encouraging each and every one of you, become a child. Read. Don't just take it because, somebody said it that had an experience. It's new to me. Read it. Read it for yourselves. It's revelation. It gets so much deeper when it's planted by God himself. The seed is not going to plant as deep. If I'm telling you, when you search those words of God, that seed will just get right inside of you. And rely on God to water that, because he will, and he is so faithful. And it's just, I can't tell you the peace and the joy that came after that experience last night. I mean, and I think the highlight of the night was all of us getting to see Jesus so many times. Like, I'm not the only one that got to see him or to be with him. We even did this engagement activity after learning about sheep and how we're called to go forward. We're called to move forward. Before, I thought, like, you know, I'm a sheep. Why couldn't I be like a lion? Why couldn't I be, you know, a horse? Why couldn't I be a bear or something? But now I'm honored to be called a sheep. It's an honor because we have purpose to move forward. And to move forward doesn't mean to stop here. We're called to do the things that Jesus did and greater, which is go into heaven. We can come on and battle these powers of principalities and all this stuff from heaven, from a spiritual standpoint. We wouldn't be told to do that if we couldn't do that. So that's it in a nutshell. I mean, I don't really know where more to go with it, but without getting into too much stuff, but that's that. You know, dig into the Bible and then go to heaven. Go visit Jesus. Go visit loved ones. It's possible. I'm proof of that. And you can't tell me anything that says, no, that isn't true. That didn't happen. It happened. It happened. So. Come on,
brother. Yeah. Talking about mind blown. You're blowing minds here today.
The thing is that we have become so attached to this earth and this time that we're in and this dimension that the realness of who we truly are has been lost. Because we are new creations in God. We're completely changed from however we were before we got saved. And all that was a new creation experience. And we hear it in our natural mind and we go, that's not in the Bible. Folks, it's in the Bible. It's all through the Bible. And the thing is that we just need to start realizing that we're being called to something else. And I always thought that something else was something else. I had no idea that this something else we're moving into literally meant to be with him. Not when we die. We're already dead. We've been crucified with Christ. So if we've been crucified, do you think we've been raised? If we've been raised, do you think we have access? It only makes sense, but to our spirit. It doesn't make sense to our natural mind. Josh.
Well, I heard you making comments. I said amen. Amen. Josh, you're up. Get up here. Hi. My name's Josh. You guys are having a good day, aren't you? Huh? Told you. It really works, I promise. If you want to have a good day, just shake my hand. Promise you'll have a good day. I know it sounds crazy, but if he can get up here and say what he said, then I can say that, so... The truth is, some of you are probably don't even have an idea, you know, you're probably tripping on what he said. I use tripping, you know, lightly, but it's true. It's true. There's so much more that we have. There's so much more available to us, and we limit ourselves, and we limit who we are when we focus on what is seen. And we put that focus over what is unseen, because the scripture is clear to look at what is unseen. And because this is so real right here, right now, I'm looking at you, you're hearing me, this is so live and active that it takes, you know, precedent. It's what's happening in our world that the supernatural, it exists, but it tends to kind of take a backseat position. And it's true. So like David said, nobody can take that from him. And I wouldn't look at him and tell him he was crazy. And I wouldn't look at him and try to convince him otherwise. Satan will. Satan will try to steal what he said from all of you today. He'll try to. But we don't let him do that. See, if Jesus said things like, I do what I see the Father doing, how did he see? How was he able to do stuff here, no matter how crazy and radical it was? How was he able to do that here and yet at the same time see what the Father was doing? How? Figuratively? No. He was able to engage. As I'm learning, as others all over the world are doing, able to engage. And really there's a door that's opening for everybody that will grab a hold with their faith, and they will grab this, and they will say, Lord, I need more. I want more. I need more. I'm scared. I don't get it. It just seems so weird or whatever, but I know there's more. And I read the Bible, and I read scriptures, and some crazy things in there, and my mind can't comprehend, so it has to be by faith. Jesus made a statement in the scriptures that says, you know, I've ascended and I'm with the Father, and yet I'm here right now. And he made a statement that says, hey, I'm there and I'm here. I'm looking you dead in your face, and at the very same time, I'm with my Father in heaven. The very same time I'm doing the things that I see him doing, but yet I stand here with you. So, yeah. So, all I know is that the enemy in John 10:10 says he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I think, with purpose, We have to walk into these things no matter how much your mind understands them. It doesn't matter. By faith, out of relationship, isn't that what Jesus did? He took his relationship with his Father, and that's out of that we were able to have a relationship with his Father, our Father. So it was out of the relationship that we can attach ourselves and say, all right, come on, I don't get it, and part of me don't like it maybe, it kind of, you know, to be honest, but I want more, no, scratch that, I need more of you, Lord. And I want to just know you, I just want to walk with you. Yesterday was great, we had a good time, and the Lord opened things up within our hearts, and I believe that's what these testimonies are for, to open that portal, if you will, and to let it just come out, and everybody who will grab it, grab a hold of it. Doesn't just grab it. Grab it and do not give the enemy any play. You tell him, this is mine. I God says, I get it, it's mine, and I'm not letting you have it. And you hear things that tilt, you're like, what? What's he saying? Don't worry about it. Just grab it and run with it and hold on to it. Hold on to it. Because there's something happening in the world right now that's crazy, and I love it. I don't know it. I don't whatever. But it is crazy, and it's awesome, and we're coming into the next big thing. But it requires a relationship. It's not something that you're not. I don't believe just out of duty or works. It's gonna do you much good. But it's gonna require a relationship with the everlasting Father. So, two places at once. I'm somewhere else right now. Anybody else know where? Yeah. In heaven. Yeah. I'm in the heavenly places with my Father and my big brother Jesus. And here's my other brother, Glennard.
Amen. Just a couple things. I'll only take an hour or so. yesterday was awesome. It didn't feel like we were there for 11 hours. You said that, I about jumped out of my chair, but it was worth it. So to all the women thinking about going, maybe you're on the fence, I would do it. And you'll be happy you did. Anyhow, I've been hearing for a while how, as we're praying, as we're communing with God, he has the ability to drop thoughts and things into our mind that we wouldn't come up with on our own. And I hadn't had that experience, really. I mean, I've received words of knowledge for people sparingly. So I think we're all in that kind of that boat, and we're learning how to hear his voice. So before we really started engaging yesterday, I guess we were just right there, and I was praying, and the Lord dropped this idea of the keys of the kingdom into my heart. So sometimes I've been in the habit of, oh, you know, that's good, I'll come back to that later, and not follow that, you know, rabbit trail per se. I've kind of attributed it to, oh, okay, you know, I'll come back. Anyways, I never do. You know, that's just, I get distracted, squirrel, I'm off in the next direction. So I get back to my spirituality, and I'm getting close to God, you know, whatever that means. And this time, I wanted to do something different. I don't want to follow the same pattern of thinking, right? Are we all in that boat? Anyone? Josh is getting in the boat. David wants to get out of the boat. So, Matthew chapter 16. We'll just run over there for a minute. If you want, turn there. Starting somewhere around Shepherd. 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." 15. Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you, Peter," which means rock, "and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." And immediately after reading that, the Lord started speaking to me. And this is what I then wrote. After Peter's confession and revelation that Jesus was the Messiah, he became a foundational point for the kingdom to be built upon. He was given the keys to the kingdom, that which unlocks all doors into the knowledge and power of God. Should any of us confess Christ as Lord, let us walk in him, knowing we hold those keys. All that to say, God's doing something different. And if we don't take time to embrace that, if we're not listening to his voice, we're going to miss out. And if we miss out, then other people are going to miss out on what he wants to do through us. Another time we were praying and we were taking communion. And this was crazy. So we're all kind of engaging differently, taking communion from the other side of the veil, right? From where we are seated with Jesus. And my shoulder got instantly ice cold. And Moses might share about this in a minute, but we'll see. So afterwards, I just asked, you know, does anyone have a shoulder problems? And anyways, we ended up praying for Moses, and he'll share what happened right now.
Thanks, Glenn. Bless you. And as they were praying, you know, I haven't had feeling in these fingers in a while, and been a month, and then when they started praying, all of a sudden, the spirit was thick. I mean, God was there, Jesus was there. We stepped into it, we entered in, and man, I just felt the tingling, and then all of a sudden I got sensation back into my hand, and I said, "Thank you, Lord." I said, "Thank you, because you healed me." And it was a great time. It was awesome. And no matter how big or how small we think it is, you know, and this transform was very different. It was very, very different. But a couple of years ago, I was conversing with the Lord, and this was a message for me. He was, "Are you done playing patty cake?" I'm like, "What, God? Are you done playing patty cake? Are you done doing the church thing?" You know, because being raised in it, seeing it in my family, and seeing the power of God move, and I was always on the sidelines, like, yeah, that's cool, you know, and bringing my family to church, doing the same old church routine, instructing my children in the way of the Lord. But this transform was just totally just stepping out into it. Really, I mean, you hear some crazy stuff up here, and you're like, whoa, I don't know if my brain can wrap my brain around it. Well, don't wrap your brain around it. Don't. You'll go crazy. You'll be out of your mind. You know, and all through the week, God's been moving. And thank you very much for praying for my mother. Thank you very much. You know, my mom's doing great. The Lord healed her last Sunday where they didn't have to go in and operate on her. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. You know, I went to go see her, and you see the Spirit of God in her. I seen her smile for the first time in a long time without any pain, and I just thank you for that. You know, and that's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. It's not It's not one that we just read about, or there were ancient stories written 2,000 years ago. There are stories being written right now about you and us right now. We just have to step into it. It's been written. He's given us life already, and abundantly, an abundant life. Whether you want to step into that or not, it's up to you. You have the choice of taking that step and walking in the Spirit, not being afraid of what's coming around us. We hear what's going on in the world. Terrorism, diseases. We hear about that. What, are we going to hunker down in a corner and be scared? No, that's not the spirit that God has given me. And that's not the spirit that's in you. We do not have the spirit of fear. We don't have to walk timid in our Christian walk. It is now. God's given it to you. You just have to ignite it in yourself and walk towards him and say, like David was saying, come, go. It takes a long time. You know, when as we read about the Pharisees in that scripture, tell us plainly if you are the Messiah or not. Don't become that. Because he did. He told them, and they still didn't believe him. They still didn't believe. He told them plainly they wanted to kill him after he said, yeah. Don't become that. We see, just because it doesn't sound right in our head, in our mind, don't become like the Pharisees. Oh, that guy's crazy. I know the right way, what I've been reading. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We read those scriptures. How do you read those scriptures? How do you apply those scriptures into your life? That was the key. I'm like, I've read this all my entire life, but I've never applied it into my life. I never stepped out and walked in it in my entire life. You know, God has been grateful. God has been merciful with me and my family, you know, where he does heal us. But, man, there's so much more out there. There's so much more in your walk. He doesn't want you to mope in your Christian walk. I was moping in my Christian walk. Yeah, I have to do this because this is what I was taught. No, I'm an obedient child now. Man, we were talking about how much it excites me when my children express interest in the same things that I do. And they ask me questions. I get excited and want to share with them every little detail. I get all excited. How much more our Father when we express, Lord, how does this work? Or Lord, help me in this. You think he's going to say, I don't have time for you right now. No, he can't understand that. You don't think he's just anxiously waiting for you to come and ask him and say, Father, help me in this? He jumps right at it like you would with your son or daughter. All you have to do is just ask. And he takes delight in that. It's like, man, I get excited when my kids ask me questions about the word or anything, or even in my own interests, things that I like. Dad, how does this work? Man, I just like, boom, yeah, let's find out. And it's crazy because I gave them the example when I tell them, I don't know. And they're like, you don't know? They're just like, no, Dad, don't know everything. But I have a father who does. Amen with that. But be excited about your Christian walk. Expect more out of your Christian walk. Step out into it. Step out into the Spirit. Stop letting reason and all these other things come in and put out that fire. Don't let it do that. You know, here in this great country of ours, we reasoned God away. You know, there's an explanation for everything. You know, don't try to wrap your mind around it. Just believe in faith. Step out into it. Walk towards him. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Yes, part of my wanting to, well, go to where Jesus is my timidness and my shyness. And it took somebody, a real super faithful man of God, to point that out to me. And I wanted to work on that, so that was one of the reasons I went yesterday. I do have a cheat sheet, by the way. And God told me to write this cheat sheet. this morning I was going over my notes and had to take a restroom break, so I get up. I hadn't written anything down yet. I go in the restroom, I come back out, and I go around the corner, and I pulled a muscle right here on my back. But you wouldn't have noticed that this morning, would you? I was up here with my arms raised high. That's part of what I want to do. I don't want to be back there. I want to be up here. So let me go with my cheat sheet here. Yesterday, I learned how to leave my past in the past and how to change my mindset about that. I know there's going to be tough moments. There are going to be difficult moments, like while I'm adapting and overcoming addictions. And speaking of addictions, when we did that exercise yesterday about going across the room to where we saw Jesus waiting for us, taking something to him, that's what I took to him, was my addiction. And when I got there, I threw my cigarettes in the garbage. It's been almost 24 hours since I've had a puff, so. And it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. I know I got to move on, can no longer be complacent. There's something in here that God wants me to share with everyone. I don't know what it is yet. Hopefully we'll find out soon. But he's telling me it's way past time. John 10:9 says, and this is the verse right before the thieves and the robbers. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Well, that's where the sheep come in. The sheep go to a pasture to feed. I was that sheep. I was lost. So yesterday, I went through that gate. I went through that door. And now I'm out in the pasture and I intend on feeding. I'm going to feed. A sheep is a person who does what other people say to do, especially one easily influenced or led. I was lost. That was me yesterday. I'm not lost anymore. I'm going to be stronger in all ways. And right now, I would like my brothers behind me to hold me up in prayer while I go through these nicotine cravings. Because once I get rid of this nasty stuff in my body, I'm going to be able to hear. I can't hear out of my right ear. I'm going to be able to breathe better. I'm going to be able to sing better and sing louder and do all things better. I'm going to get physically healed. And that's my transformation story.
Father, we just thank you, God, for a boldness and a courageous heart that you've given our brother, God, and that as he's thrown those, Lord, into the garbage, Lord, we know he's done it many times before, but God, this was different, Lord. I believe, God, that there was a supernatural contact that took place. And Father, we just now, in Jesus' name, release the power and the anointing of God to break these addictions. In Jesus' name, we speak to you, addictions. You are defeated underneath the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We just now thank you, God, for total deliverance, even now. Thank you, God. We pray, God, for this breathing. Open his lungs, God. Open his sinus cavities. Lord, we just pray for full transformation. God, you've done a great work in his soul and his being, God. We pray right now his physical body would come into alignment in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
My name is George. It's been a while since I came to an encounter because I've been hanging with the devil for a long time. Thought it was good to serve two masters, and you can't do that. And it's just, to me, it was about forgiveness. And to ask my wife, my kids, they've been walking on eggshells. And they've been walking around eggshells at the house, and you're supposed to be safe in your own house, and I haven't been providing that for them. So I just went to my wife, I'm sorry for the stuff I've done. And this time's different because my boy came, and he's only 17 and he has a heart for God already. So I want that too. So thanks.
Come on, George. Let's see here. Come on, George.
It's your opportunity to say what God did.
Coming in, I didn't really know that I wanted to come. And Friday, I was thinking, you know, the only young one here, 17 years old. I mean, thinking, I don't know what I'm doing. And Saturday, we were at my sister's soccer game, and it was over. And my mom was driving me to church. And I was thinking, I told her, I don't know, I'm getting kind of nervous. I don't really want to go now. And she said, all you got to do is go, show up, open your mind to God, and see what he can do for you. And I thought, yeah, she's right. So I came, and I got a whole different result of what I thought I was going to get when I came. I thought I was just going to come, you know, listen to these guys' stories and just go home. And I got a whole different thing. Listening to the guys' stories was an eye-opener for me. And when James said, I have a lot more, you know, God has a bigger plan for me, and all I got to do is step into his faith, and I'm going to take that challenge, and I'm going to walk in faith, and I'm going to do what I got to do.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Rick, you want to share?
God's been doing a lot of amazing things with all of us, and I stand amongst his glory right now because he's so awesome. I've been to many conferences with the men, and every one of them is different, but this was just beats them all. It tops them all because we didn't really have it structured. God had it structured. And when you leave him in charge, everything just turns out just fine. And you notice I don't have my shoes on. God done something with us last night that just completely, he just blew me away. We were sitting there talking about how heaven is, you know, how it looks. And then Pastor Mike was talking about how there's different dimensions. There's a, you know, we live in a three-dimensional world, but God lives in another world, another dimension altogether. And as I sat there, I started thinking about that, and I closed my eyes, and I could see that fourth dimension. And then I immediately, without even thinking, I took my shoes off, and I just stood up and started walking around. I said, thank you, Jesus, that I could walk on the streets of gold without having to die and go there, yet I'm here now. Just being in your presence was just so awesome. And we all walked around, and when David did the same thing, it was just so awesome what experience he had. And God's just doing so many amazing things with all of us, and I know that he's opening doors with me at my work, and I just can't wait for my retirement. It's going to be awesome. My retirement this January is just going to be so cool. God's got so many things planned, and he's opening doors there that, well, we used to, when we wanted to talk about the Lord, we had to go off to a corner somewhere and talk quietly. You're not supposed to talk about the Lord out in present. You know, you might offend somebody. And here lately, I've been able to walk right among even our those that are in charge. And they were all cool with it. They said, sure, you can go ahead and talk about them. And I've even had some of them up come to me and ask for prayer. And I said, no problem. I can help you with that. New people coming there, learning to work there and see how we do things. And they seem to come to know me real soon. And they knew that I'm walking with Christ. And so they come and want to know more about it and more about him. And I said, no problem. And I'm just overwhelmed with all what he's doing, and I'm just so glad to be amongst the brethren,
to be a part of all of what God's got going on for everybody.
So how much time do I have? How much time?
2 hours.
Well, Seahawks are on a 1:30, right? So, all right. You know, you've heard the guys talk about this was a transform that was different than any other. Well, this is my first, so it was done right. It was done right. And you know, being unorganized, God doesn't do anything that's confusing. So he had it all under control. Okay, we've all covered something that we all brought from this. A little bit of this, a little bit of that and everything. And I want to challenge you men that we don't just keep that here, that we take it to the world, that we go out. We learned in marriage counseling that communication, what is it, 77%? 77% is unspoken? Is that right? 70 plus percent? Help me out here. Okay. Gaylene, what? Yeah? Well, so we can live a life. We can live a life of faith without preaching from the corner. We can live a life like that. And I challenge each and every one of you men to do that. I challenge each and every one of you men that were unable to go and enjoy what these men have to say, what they have to bring. Pastor Mike started off yesterday talking about imagination. He talked about little toys. And as Scripture says that we're supposed to be childlike. Well, when we're children, we can imagine, but our imagination is so powerful and so big that we actually believe that those things are happening. And that's what we're supposed to do now. I believe that. I believe that my mind can limit my imagination. But Jesus said that if you ask in my name, my Father will do this for you. And if you believe that in faith, it will happen. It will, every time. Maybe not right away, but I'm not going to put doubt into it. It will happen. You pray for the headache to go away. You pray for your finances. You pray for all those things. All those things that we talked about that were our disability. Cast them out. You can cast everything out in Jesus' name. And the warning that I have is that Satan, we've talked about this, Satan will try to stop us, but he has no power, none whatsoever, against the name of Jesus. Just the name. My name, Rob, it means something to me. It means a lot to me. Yeah. So, but Jesus' name has the power. It has great power. Just the name. Now, with the sheep thing, we learned, I'm from a family of sheep herders. I really am. My grandfather was a sheep farmer. My dad was a sheep farmer. I had sheep. And sheep learn to trust the shepherd through other sheep. They do. You know, sheep, some people say that sheep are stupid, and some of us are. I'm included in that. But sheep are trusting. Sheep are very, very trusting. And through you sheep, the sheep that are lost will trust our shepherd. Through all of you. So I encourage you to go forward, to move forward, listen to his voice, and bring the lost sheep to him. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Boy, it's powerful part of the service. It's some powerful men that spoke some powerful words. Sheep. I was thinking before I went in that service, they start talking about sheep. I said, I wonder, should I be in here? They're talking about sheep. Oh, sheep. As the brother said, how can we be talking about a lion or a bear or whatever else? Why are we talking about sheep? Sometimes we kind of stray away. Sometimes with young kids, you know, we used to we used to hear a voice, you know. The special voice that I used to hear is my mama's voice. That voice stood out before any other voice out there somewhere. You can hear your name. James, it's time to get home. That's the voice I hear back then. But now I hear the real voice. I hear a powerful voice speaking to me. That I struggle all week about coming to this transforming. I literally start making up excuses why I shouldn't be there. I said, I don't know if I should be going to a transforming this time or not. But you know, I heard God's voice. I heard his voice in the wee hours of the night. James, you're going to be there at Transform at 9:30 in the morning. You're going to be there. But you know, I'm so thankful that I made that opportunity to make that move to get here. It was so powerful. Let me tell you, when I got out of my car out there, I was about maybe 2 minutes late, but I made it. I went down that back door over there and stepped down in it. I felt the power of God start moving right then. But it really kicked in about 1 o'clock. I believe somebody was praying out there somewhere. That's when it really kicked in. It got powerful then. These men, Moses spoke about them sheep. Oh, boy. It's a powerful word. Out of all these men that spoke, powerful words challenged my heart. You know, God is doing something in my life also. He's starting to give me that turn. A turn that years ago I was battling with it. I was running from it. I was literally running from God. And I was trying to find hiding places. But you know, I could not find those hiding places. Just could not do it. Because God knows exactly where you're at this minute, hour, second. He knows exactly where you're at. I'm going to tell you why I've been hiding from him and stuff, and not hiding from him now, but I had a revelation come to me here. I think it was the other day. I think it was on Monday or something. But anyway, God said, you don't run from me too long. But let me tell you something today. You are going to become a chaplain in this Imbolcare in Wapato. God help getting ready to open the door for a chaplain in Wapato. What an honor. I talked to my friend, Pastor Dan. He is a chaplain. I'm going to walk in it, Pastor. I'm going to do it. God has spoke to me. I got to do it. Amen. Anyway, I just love all you, and I tell you what. If you miss this transforming, it's going to be another one coming. Challenge every man in here to be there. You will be blessed beyond measure. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello. Here, I'm going to give this back to Glenn because it's been bugging me the whole time that's been sitting there. Just, I'm weird, but whatever. This was the weirdest transform I've ever been to. And I showed up late. I got there like three after I worked a 12-hour day. So if you don't want to go next week, you need to go, or else I'll go to your house and kick your butt. Anyways, my wife will go to your house and kick your butt. Anyways, it was a good transformed. I walked in and, you know, I had to switch gears from work to church, not really switch gears. And I'm learning that I was raised in the culture of switching gears, and that doesn't have to happen anymore. And that's something that I got yesterday is I'm always walking in the presence of the Lord when I'm at work, when I'm driving my semi, when I'm in an account, doing whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm always in the presence of the Lord. And that's something that I want to convey to you guys is disclaimer, this doesn't mean don't go, but you don't have to go to transformed. You don't have to show up to church on Sunday morning to experience the presence of God. You can experience the presence of God when you're getting ready in your bathroom. You can experience the presence of God when you're driving to work in bumper-to-bumper traffic or flying to Texas or flying to Washington or
what have you, because the Spirit of God is in you, and it's just tapping into that and saying, God, speak to me. What is it that you want me to know right now? What is it that you want to reveal to me right now, God? Because He is our teacher, and constantly we are learning, and constantly we are stretching, and constantly we are being affected and growing in the Lord. And that's kind of what I got yesterday was, it's not, and nobody else said that, but it's not about showing up and putting everything into this box, because God isn't in a box. And so why do we put our relationship with God into a box, which is what we always do? And I want to probably embarrass you, but that's okay. Panda, your son is like a fireball, and James gave a word over him, and he's going to wreck his school. And I've always looked at George, and I won't call you little George, but George Jr., whatever you want to call him, he's always been this quiet guy, but he is a lion at heart, and he is going to demolish his school for the Lord. And when he spoke last night, and he only spoke for a minute, it was such wisdom and such power and such authority, because the Lord's Spirit is all over him. So anyways, we had an awesome time yesterday. It was great, and that's what I got to say. So yeah.
So let me just tell you this. It's, if you are having a hard time figuring any of this out, join me, because I really don't know what's going on. How's that? Pastor George said, I think you're not supposed to tell them that. I said, I'm too transparent. I have to tell you, I don't know what's going on. But you know the good news is, God does. Because, I mean, literally, I did not even know it was going to happen. I talked to a few men, said, read this chapter. If God gets you something, share it. And we went 11 hours, and it didn't even seem like that. It's because we were in his presence. See, what's happening is that God is drawing us to himself. And it's not just in our mind, and it's not just some kind of symbolic language. It is the reality that he's drawing us to himself, because we are his people. And he is bringing us to himself as that hen, as Jesus said, I want to gather you. Well, he's gathering us, because our hearts are ready. The Holy Spirit's preparing us to turn to him and receive his love, his goodness, and guess what? His supernatural empowerment. We're world changers, whether we like it or not. Forced change is coming. It's here. And I'm sure probably some of you who thought you were coming to something had no idea how the Lord was going to start changing you, tweaking you. And all he's doing is awakening us to who we already are. Amen? Well, let's take an opportunity right now to experience another supernatural event. I was telling the men last night that it took like 9 months. Stephen said, oh, you gave birth. That's what it really was, because I realized it's been 9 months since I first had the revelation that communion meant common union. It was an actual interaction of the oneness that we have with God. It's something Jesus left us that is for us to hold tangibly and take into ourselves like he already is, and the very life of God and the power of God and the transforming work of God in our organs, our DNA, everything. I mean, there's people who are taking communion now. They're getting younger. They're going to the doctor and say, you have the body of like a 50-year-old, and they're in their 80s, and they're going backwards. Now, some of you say, well, that's impossible. Yeah, that is impossible in the natural, but for God, it's nothing. Did he not say, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll live forever? You know? Oh, it's just symbology. Yeah, you can take it as symbology, and that's what it is to you. But someone who says, I'm going to believe your word, I'm going to receive this as life, I've started taking communion every day now. Taken 9 months, but something's happening in me. I'm not saying that, you know, my hair's growing back yet or anything, but something's happening to me inside, because when I take it, it's no longer from me taking it here just trying to remember something that he did. It's me taking it in front of him, thanking him and looking him in the eyes and saying, what an amazing work you did, and I'm going to receive the life that's in this portion that you've given me now. And I chew on it, and it goes into my being, and I'm picturing it doing something that I can't even describe in science, but it's transforming me. And I shared that with the men last night. And when we took communion, you could sense the presence of God. I believe all of us was changed in that moment. I don't know what was changed at that time. Maybe a wound from the past was healed. Maybe a disease that was just getting ready to activate is not going to activate now because it was cut off at the root. See, are we people of faith or are we people of works? It really comes down to that. People of faith believe things they don't see. Right? Faith is the substance. It's something tangible, even though it's not seen. It's the evidence, though, of something in our hearts, and we know it. Like David, you can't tell him he didn't walk with Jesus and his mom. Yeah, I said that on the internet, that's for sure. He walked with his mom. And I don't care what that does to your theology. Throw it out then, because it happened to him. This man loves Jesus, and Jesus gave him a gift. And we're not going to look at Jesus' gifts anymore with disdain. Because if he wants to give us heaven, we'll take it gladly. We don't deserve it, but we'll take it gladly. And we'll receive the life that's waiting for us there. Amen. Let's receive communion today like you never have before. Let's step beyond the veil. Let's leave this place in our hearts. And let's thank Jesus gratefully for what he's done. Do you know the price that he's paid so that we can receive the life that's in this piece of bread and in that juice that is his body and his blood when we receive it by faith? Yeah, if you think Pastor Mike's been crazy about communion, you just wait, because it's like it's changing the way that I've ever viewed this opportunity that God gives us. And I'm just going to pray like I prayed last night. I'm just going to speak the power that I believe is in this gift that God's given us. If you don't know the Lord, all you have to do is when you receive this, say, God, I don't know what they're talking about, but it sounds like I can follow you if I choose. Just choose to follow him. And when you take this bread and you take that cup, you just say, you know what? This is my first step in following you. Thank you, Lord. Does everybody have it? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that we can come before your throne of grace. And even though it does not make any sense to us how we can be standing here on 35th and Tieton in Yakima, Washington, but in reality, we can now come before your throne of grace. We step beyond the veil, Jesus' flesh that was torn for us. And now we enter into your very presence. We turn to you, Jesus, and we say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for letting your body be shred and broken so that I could be made whole. Thank you for spilling your blood so that my sins could not just be forgiven, but obliterated. That I could wear your righteousness as beautiful garments. Thank you, Father, for giving your Son, your only Son, and then making me a son because of his gift of his life. Now, right now, Lord, we're going to receive by faith the supernatural life that is in your communion table. We're going to receive the transformation power of God into our being. Lord, as we chew this piece of bread, we believe by faith, God, that it is your body and that will give us life. That once you were broken, God, you made all men whole who receive this. And we receive wholeness, Lord. We receive wholeness for our minds. We receive wholeness for our organs. We receive wholeness for any of our system that may be out of balance, any infirmities that may be in our body, any hurts and pains from the past, Lord. We receive the wholeness of life that's in this. Let's go and take our portion. Thank you, Lord. As we swallow this, Lord, we see the power at work in us. We see healing flowing through our bodies. Wholeness right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you say in your word, the life is in the blood. The soul is in the blood. So somehow, some way, your soul and your life is in this blood. Lord, that it represents a oneness. It represents a unity. It represents a divine connection that goes beyond even our own abilities to believe. We're one with you and you're one with us. So right now, Lord, as we take this into our bodies, we receive the life of God, the soul of God into us to bring the transformation and the change that you have freely given us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just see, God, you're working us right now. We believe by faith that we're not the same. We're being changed from glory to glory, from moment to moment. Lord, we stand in eternity with you right now. We say thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. You can thank the Lord for his goodness, because that's what it is. So we've got the sheet somewhere here for Women's Transformed. I encourage you to sign up, women. The youth will be 2 weeks from yesterday. And I want you to go in the power and the strength and admonition of the Lord, but also believe for the supernatural. Love you.